Hi guys, welcome to Marketing Your Wellness Business Podcast, where we talk about everything marketing for health and wellness businesses. So from your emails, to your ads, to your sales pages, lead generation, traffic, and all that good stuff. So today we are going to be talking about how to never run out of things to write about in your emails. So one of the big things I hear whenever I tell people to start writing emails every day is they complain about running out of things to say. What do I say every day? I don't know what to write about. I don't know what to say. Those are the common excuses I hear. And today's episode is just going to go into how I think about that, some of the things you can be doing around that, and then how to never run out of ideas for your emails. So firstly, I have a book that is coming out soon called Infinite Mail that goes in-depth into this topic. So everything about how to generate ideas, how to use your daily lives to write emails and things like that, I cover in the book. But today's email is just going to be an overview of some simple ways you can start generating those ideas from day to day so that you never run out of things to say in your emails. So first thing, we'll talk about mindset, right? Mindset is, how are you thinking about email? How does that affect how you write? Because one of the big problems I find with people writing emails, and even myself, I catch myself doing it sometimes, is the way we think about emails affects how we write emails. So if you're trying to be so professional and so tight and you want to produce a good piece of writing, as if you're writing an essay or an article, then you're going to struggle writing every day. But basically, your email is a conversation with your list. It's like gisting with your friend, like talking to your pal. It's nothing that serious. It's not that deep. And you never have a situation where you want to have a discussion with your friend and you don't know what to say. Obviously, there are things to say. Something happened to you today. Something happened to you yesterday. There was an experience with someone else that you can always talk about. So that's the first mindset shift I want you to have when it comes to writing email. Don't think of it like an essay or a professional piece of writing. Think of it like a conversation, because that's what it is. You're having a conversation with your lists. Now, the second thing to keep in mind is that we are always going to be saying the same things in your emails. No matter what aspect of health or wellness you are in, there are some core pillars that you're constantly going to be talking about. So for Icon Media, for instance, that's my agency, there are two core pillars, email and website. So we are always talking about email marketing and we're always talking about website development, right? But there are different ways you can now break that down. So for emails, for instance, there are different aspects to an email. So you have the subject line, you have the story, you can talk about deliverability, you can talk about spam, you can talk about unsubscribes, but all of that is still under email. Same thing with websites. You can talk about the load speed, you can talk about the design, you can talk about different platforms to use to develop your website. You can talk about conversions, you can talk about headlines, but all of that is still on that website. So I want you to keep that in mind. First thing I said, it is a conversation with your lists. Always. It's not a professional piece of writing. Second thing I said, you're always going to be talking about the same core pillars, but you can now divide them into different subcategories in your emails. So those are the two mindset shifts I want you to keep in mind as we are talking about this. But now, how do you actually write this? So I'm just going to give you five ideas that can help you when writing emails every day. The first thing is personal stories relating to your expertise. So as a health or wellness business owner, you have worked with clients that have had specific cases or specific issues that you can talk about, or even better, your own personal problems that you have overcome. So most health business owners I know got into the business because they faced a particular problem, or they know someone, maybe a family member, that's faced a particular problem. And in trying to solve that problem, they gained expertise, they became interested in the health and wellness field, and studied, got their certifications, and now eventually became a practitioner. So those personal stories related to your experience are always good, right? Because they show that you have the expertise, but it also relates to your audience in a very jovial, fun, informal manner that is useful for day-to-day communication with your list. So that's the first idea, or the first way you can get ideas for your emails. The second is your client stories. So now you probably have clients who have had severe experiences with whatever it is you're trying to treat. So let's say, for instance, you are a weight loss coach. You've had different clients in different stages of life, different unique scenarios that have been able to lose weight using your system. So, for instance, you might have had a mother of four kids that all of them are now in university and want to lose weight. Or you might have a newlywed or someone who is about to get married and wants to lose some weight before her wedding. You can also have a guy who maybe is into construction and his weight is not allowing him to do his job properly. The point is, you have different client stories that you can use to sell in your emails, and you should utilize those client stories. So that's one advantage of always collating client stories. They might not even be testimonials, but you narrating how you worked with someone, the challenges they faced, how you overcame them, the excuses they gave, and how you walked them through. That's the second way you can get ideas for daily emails. Now, the third is very simple, which I like to use whenever I'm lazy, which is FAQs, right? You always have questions that your customers have asked you that you can use in emails. Now, let's say you don't even have a customer yet, they're just starting out. You can always search online and look for questions related to your industry. So you can literally type weight loss questions in Google and you get a bunch of questions people are asking about how to lose weight. Or you can be more specific, weight loss as a working class woman or weight loss as a black man or whatever. And you have a lot of questions people are asking and you can now take that and answer them and compile it into your email as an FAQ email. So that's one way to get idea for your emails. Another way is the news. So news is very, very good for getting ideas because it is in what is in people's mind. Like Robert Collier said, you want to always enter that conversation that is going on in the mind of your audience. And the news is a very good way to tap into that. So if there are trending stories about health, if there are trending stories about disease, about sickness, right, you can always use that in your emails and tie it in. So there's always some scandal going on in the health industry, in the medical industry, or some problems someone is facing, maybe in politics or in career, that relates to health that you can always talk about. This is how a lot of YouTube channels thrive. For instance, Dr. Mike, he constantly talks about different things he sees that are in the news or maybe out there that may be wrong or right, but he gives his commentary on it. And you can always do the same in your emails. Now, the fifth way is history. So there are different historical analogies you could use in your emails. So maybe in the 1900s, what the weight loss standards were, or maybe the healthy weight standards were, and the problems with that. Or in the 2000s now, what's the new health weight standard is, or it can even be something like building muscle, right? What was considered attractive then? What is considered attractive now? Or what was considered right then that is considered wrong now? Whatever the case is, you can always use history in your emails and just give your commentary on it. Talk about things that have happened in the past that maybe are no more in use now, or maybe things that were good then and have been ignored now. You can always just go back to the history of your industry, bring out stories that people don't know about, talk about occurrences in the history of your industry that people don't know about. So one example of an email I wrote is for someone in the health industry recently, is someone who, I think it was a German physician that actually discovered that you could transmit germs in the surgical rooms. So then, in the olden days, like the 1800s or so, people didn't know about the concept of germs yet. So they would perform surgeries, doctors would perform surgeries, but find out that like up to 70% of the patients died after the surgery. What happened was that the doctors would go and carry out post-mortem operations. So after people had died, they would go and check, okay, what was the cause of the death and all of that in the morning, but they wouldn't wash their hand and go and have a surgery on another patient later in the day. And they would transfer those germs from the dead person to the alive patient, and then the patient will eventually fall sick and die. So this physician eventually found out that this was the problem, and he tried to announce it, and he was actually killed for it. They didn't like him saying that the doctors were the ones responsible for the death of their patients. So they eventually killed him for it. And it was a story I told in an email, and he made a lot of money just because it's an historical story that is interesting that people don't know about and give some insights into the industry. So that's the fifth way you can actually bring, get ideas for emails. Now, the sixth way is transforming your daily experiences into an email. So if you are very familiar with social media, you probably have heard of, I'm forgetting his name now, Gary Vee, yeah. You probably have heard of Gary Vee, and he has this popular statement, documents don't create. And I think that's a very, very good way to think about your emails. I'm not a big fan of social media. I think it's not very effective when it comes to selling. But with emails, documenting your daily experiences can be very, very good. For one, it helps your audience relate to you. They understand what you're going through, how you think about it. It's more personal to them. But secondly, there's always a way to twist it into what you're selling. So the big problem is, how do you take your daily experience and connect it to the offer you have? So a recent email I wrote in that regard was when I was having a headache, right? Something everybody has. And I'm selling email marketing services. So I just spoke about, I'm having a headache. I've tried these different things for my headache and it didn't go. I don't like taking medicine, especially not for something as simple as headache. So what do I do? And in the email, I literally wrote, I don't know what to do. But if you've tried different things when it comes to your email marketing, then this is what you should do. So there's always a way to connect whatever story you're telling or whatever daily experience you're telling into the product or service you offer. And even if there's no way, you can just literally tell your story. And then after that, now say, in other news, I am still selling this offer. This is the advantage you get when you use this offer. If you are interested, go and check out this link. So the point is, there are ways to write emails without running out of ideas. The problem is a lot of people try too hard to write emails. They want to put so much information in it. Instead, what you should be trying to do is tell stories, allow people to connect with you, have a conversation like you would have with your friend, right? Just talk about your daily experiences. And I'm pretty sure everybody has at least one unique experience every day, meaning you can write an email every day and just connect it to your offer. So those are six ways to write emails without running out of ideas. So the first, again, is personal stories about your expertise. The second is your client stories. The third is frequently asked questions. The fourth is getting ideas from the news. The fifth is talking about the history of your industry. And the sixth is transforming your daily experiences into an email. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to keep up with what we are doing at Icon Media and you want to get more podcast episodes, head on over to iconmedia.net. That's iconmedia.net. And you always get an email whenever a new podcast episode is out. Also, you can get my free book once you sign up for my email list on iconmedia.net. It talks about several ways to go about managing your email lists to get maximum sales from your email. So that's iconmedia.net, iconmedia.net. And I'll see you next time. Bye.